This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's chief foreign policy advisor says that Israel has accepted the outline of a U.S. President Joe Biden ceasefire deal. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen.
In an interview with Britain's Sunday Times, Netanyahu's chief foreign policy advisor, Ophir Falk, said Biden's proposal was a deal we agreed to. It's not a good deal, but we dearly want the hostages released, all of them. Biden said the first phase entails a truce and the return of some hostages held by Hamas, after which the sides would negotiate on an open-ended cessation of hostilities for a second phase, in which remaining live captives would go free.
Reuters' Alex Cohen. Israel Sunday. Celebrate Israel March down New York's Fifth Avenue. It's one of a few public gatherings in support of Israel since the war began on October 7th. The majority of demonstrations in the U.S., particularly on college campuses, have been pro-Palestinian. U.S. President Joe Biden, whose initial lockstep support for Israel's offensive, has given way to open censure of the operation's high civilian death toll. On Friday, aired what he described as a three-phase plan submitted by Netanyahu's government to end the war. Qatar and Saudi Arabia have condemned an Israeli parliamentary bill that seems to or seeks to label UNRWA, the main provider of aid to Palestinians in Gaza, a terrorist group. They join a growing list of countries to speak out against the proposal. The bill, which passed a preliminary vote in Parliament last week, is a product of increasingly tense relations between Israel and the United Nations Agency for Palestinians. The bill is moving through Parliament. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports on energy shutdowns from strikes in Ukraine.
Energy shutdowns have hit Ukraine after a Russian attack on energy infrastructure. The shutdowns were in place in all but three regions of Ukraine, following Russia's drone and missile attack on energy targets that injured at least 19 people. Ukraine's state-owned power grid operator said the shutdowns affected both industrial and household consumers. Meanwhile, in Kyiv, nearly 1,000 people attended a ceremony honoring the memory of Ukrainian journalist Irina Sibuch. She was killed in action while serving as a volunteer combat medic in the Kharkiv region, where Russia started its offensive nearly a month ago. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ballot counting continues in an election in Mexico that will likely give the country its first female president. But the heat, violence, and polarization continued almost right up to the end. Nearly 100 million people are registered to vote in the race to replace the outgoing president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador. Voters were also electing governors in nine of the country's 32 states and choosing candidates for both houses of Congress, thousands of mayorships, and other local posts. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa called on political parties to work together for the good of the country, as final results from last week's election confirmed his African National Congress had lost its majority for the first time. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnson with more.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa praised the country's election process on Sunday.
We have held another successful election that has been free, fair, credible, and peaceful.
The ANC had its worst election showing since it came to power 30 years ago, ending white minority rule. It's Africa's oldest liberation movement, once led by Nelson Mandela. With South Africans angry over joblessness, inequality, and rolling blackouts, support for the party fell to 40.2% from 57.5% in 2019.
That's Reuters' Angela Johnston reporting. Donald Trump has joined TikTok. It's the video sharing app he once tried to ban when he was president. He posted his first video from a UFC fight in New Jersey Saturday night. That was 2 days after he had become the first former president in U.S. history to be found guilty of felony charges. In the video, he says it's an honor, and there's footage of him waving to fans and posing for selfies at the UFC fight. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.